Hey, it's Selena.
And this is Paul.
And we are the creative team behind Bruce Fest.
And we're here to invite you to join us for virtual Bruce Fest on March 24th.
Featuring a masterclass on acting with Bruce Campbell himself.
Interactive events, live guests, and lots of spooky surprises.
And an online immersive game continuing the story of the Bruce Fest universe.
Do we dare call it the Bruceiverse?
I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, no, probably not. Also, we just wanted to really reach out to the community to tell you guys how much we love you and how much we appreciate your passion for Bruce Fest and also how much we miss you.
Yes, we've definitely missed you a lot. We've all been wanting to get together. So this is our way of reconnecting and moving Bruce Fest into the future.
Join us March 24th for virtual Bruce Fest.
See you there.
For more information, visit brucefest.co. Bruce Fest is not affiliated with S-Mart.
You're listening to a Cult Talk Network podcast.
Grab your boomstick and fire up the Delta. It's time for ACTION. Join the Cult of Campbell.
Groovy.
And if you're lucky a little later, I'll let you play with my boomstick.
Welcome everyone to Cult of Campbell. I'm Ty.
I'm Eric.
And we are joined today for a very special episode. Eric, this is a virtual Bruce Fest special episode we're doing in preparation for a very groovy, one-of-a-kind virtual event that's coming. You and I got to be part of Bruce Fest 2 at the Stanley Hotel. It was one hell of a time. So much went on, so much cool stuff. Almost can't remember all the exciting, fun things that happened. Not a down part to the entire weekend.
I'll never forget it. That's for sure.
How could you? It was a great time.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it again on the virtual in cyberspace. We're going to be hanging out with Bruce. Cyberspace trucking.
Cyber. Maybe it'll be a little safer this time.
I mean, I thought it was pretty safe the first time, but and we have a very special treat for our listeners. Thanks to the head of marketing for S-Mart, John Guilford. We were able to coordinate a very special guest. We have with us S-Mart brand ambassador, Braden.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ty. Good to see you. Good to talk with you. Eric, you're good. I'm glad you're here too, Eric.
I am too. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Eric, pleasure to meet you as well.
Yeah, you guys should be a little more excited. This is a great episode. We're going to be talking about all things. One of my favorite places to shop, for sure. S-Mart, they got everything. We've been lucky enough to not only be in the presence of various S-Mart employees, but we've had the former S-Mart CEO on for this show as well. So very cool to have another S-Mart employee right here with us.
Yeah. How is Bradley doing, by the way?
I believe Bradley's doing pretty well. I believe he's been taking a vacation and leave of absence from the company. Randall stepped in, his brother, to run the company for a little bit. And we're now looking at our new CEO, Tamara Pierce.
Oh, okay. Good. Hopefully the company's in good hands now.
Oh, I think it was always in good hands, Eric. I think Bradley was doing great, but I think he overstretched himself between the Bruce Fest event and also just being the CEO of a multinational company.
He certainly was keeping busy. You know, about that vacation, I've seen some stuff online. There was mention of like a hell portal. That'd be a hell of a vacation, wouldn't you say?
I think that's pretty, that's a little silly, Eric. I mean, the only hell portal I know of is Value Stop.
Oh, absolutely, Ty. The only reason I would ever step foot into a Value Stop is to match their prices and beat them at their own horrible game.
Absolutely.
sounds a little like, I don't know.
I don't know. That's the you're getting a little too fringe again, Eric. We got to keep away from this. This is our opportunity for us for as part of the show. We're getting to team up with S-Mart again. Let's keep things on the straight and narrow.
I'm not trying to cause any friction. Of course.
Last time, we had someone from S-Mart on that episode. Unfortunately, I'll go ahead and say it was hacked. And there's still an ongoing investigation, and I'm hoping any day now we'll have the results of that. I hope that it is being treated as a top priority. But
well, I think Chester was really just trying to.
Let's not give him free airtime, Eric.
What?
We're here to talk about one of America's greatest brands. You've got Coca-Cola. You've got Marlboro cigarettes. You've got S-Mart. Oh, and yes. I mean, what else can you ask for? We have a new, as you mentioned, we have a new CEO coming, right? Tamara Pierce.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't heard much about her, but she seems like she's going to be great for the company. So
yeah, we're pushing heavily.
A smart family member running the company for once. I think this is the first time ever S-Mart won't be ran by a smart member.
Wow. So do we know anything about her? So you don't know much about her? Not much of background, or doesn't come across as a little suspicious, or?
I'm just a brand ambassador. I'm just supposed to reach out to the people and to the people of Bruce Fest, although that might be a little stringent now with pulling the plug on S-Mart.
Yeah, that's a very interesting development that unfortunately, I was sad to hear it. But I know Virtual Bruce Fest has a great team behind them. I just loved that power duo between our S-Mart employees and the fine people put together Virtual Bruce Fest. But I think no doubt it's going to be good, but it's going to be interesting to see how they do without that powerhouse team S-Mart has with all their IT support and marketing. But it's going to be interesting to see how they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Tamara Pierce, not a smart family member, but I've got to say personally, I've met Bradley. I've seen his brother Randall in passing. I've got to just trust if they trusted her to take the reins on S-Mart, I'm not at all concerned.
Neither am I. And I think the smarts, I don't think they get enough credit for running the company for as long as they did, repurchasing it from that one conglomeration. So I think it'll be a great thing to move forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I mean, okay, I'm so sorry. I don't want to keep derailing things, but didn't you guys see there was a leaked recording where several high up members of S-Mart were recorded talking to like this really creepy, suspicious person? What was the name? Was Auntie? You guys are aware?
I've not heard. I don't think I would allow myself to listen to illegal recordings. That seems like an invasion of people's privacy.
Where did you get that? 4chan? That's a little out there, Eric. I don't know what to say to that. I think that's a breach of privacy on the company.
Absolutely. I mean,
I imagine if we aren't already looking into it, we will now. So
yeah, this is the United States. We have a thing called freedom here, and I don't think that recording people illegally really falls into that.
I understand your point. It's just there was some really concerning stuff. I got some bad vibes off of it. I don't know. It's not like it was just leaked. You can find this stuff, or at least you could.
That doesn't make it right. I mean, it's out there. I mean, you've seen things like, the Gawker trial and things like that. I mean, these people are scumbags that leak this kind of stuff. I mean, these are people's private conversations. If it was anything that I should have heard or the public should have heard, I mean, if something kept in private, it's private for a reason. That's the way I see it.
Well, I do agree with that, but it doesn't mean it's a good reason, Ty.
I'm not going around supporting people who are recording, making illegal recordings.
Yeah. Where did you hear this from, Eric?
Just, in general on the web. you know.
Sorry. I don't know, Eric. I mean, you can be careful about some of the websites and stuff you're going. You can get your browsers hacked. We've had it happen before. We've had this show hacked before. And maybe if you're going on these sketchy websites and things of that nature, that could be how that happened in the first place. So I really think you need to be careful.
Ty, I can hook you up with the S-Mart IT guys to add some new protections on there for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't know if that would be necessary. I think our protections are quite up to par, to be honest with you. I'll just
Obviously not, Eric.
You might need to put some parental hacks on Eric's computers as well.
Absolutely. I don't see any reason for this is just, you know, some stuff. You just happen upon some things on the internet when you're doing nice, safe, wholesome searches on the internet, you know, and investigating.
Let's get away from all this. This is silly stuff. It's not what we're here to talk about. This isn't a conspiracy podcast. That comes out every other Tuesday. We're here to talk about S-Mart.
Of course. Yes. S-Mart. So
Brayden, how did you get involved with S-Mart?
It was actually kind of a fluke thing. I went to the first Bruce Fest in 2021, which I'll be honest, I almost didn't even get to go to. I got the ticket for Bruce Fest the night before it happened.
Oh, wow.
No kidding. Wow. Yes.
So I got it and I showed up and I was really just taken in by, you know, just all of it in general, and then taken in kind of by S-Mart and the charisma of Bradley Smart.
A charismatic man indeed. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens if he goes on vacation. If he comes back to S-Mart, I can't imagine the kind of charisma that guy will have with him. If he gets a much needed rest.
Yeah, I'll say after last Bruce Fest, he must need a lot of rest. I'm so sorry. What appealed to you about S-Mart to begin with? What did you see in them?
I think I saw like a wholesome company who doesn't, you know, they're very truthful to their customers and their employees, and they, you know, they treat me as a person, so I can get behind that. That's a lot better than you can do with most, you know, giant corporations nowadays.
Because
as you know, when you're at S-Mart, you're family. And I certainly feel that way.
Oh, absolutely. I feel that way just as a consumer. I mean, in this post-pandemic world where, you know, things are so expensive and the quality of customer service has dropped, you see none of that when you walk in through the doors of S-Mart. I mean, everyone's there with a smile. Everyone's doing their job. Everyone's working together. I mean, it really does just feel like you're there and you're just one when you're in S-Mart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, sounds very inviting.
Absolutely. Have you ever been to an S-Mart, Eric?
You know, I
Eric's more a value stop shopper.
You know, I don't feel like Mart has.
Is that written? Where you're seeing some of this this weird fringe stuff written on the value stop bathroom walls?
No, well, of course not. It's nothing like that. Of course, it's just, well, I mean, you know, there was some crazy things that happened at Bruce Fest, and
absolutely, we got to meet Bruce Campbell. We got to watch Evil Dead 2. Bradley Smart. We got to see the trailer for Evil Dead Rise. Meet so many cool people. Have dinner with Bruce Campbell and Ted Raimi and Bradley Smart. I mean, it was the craziest event I've ever been to, I'll tell you that.
I am just glad Bruce was there.
Well, I don't think the event would run without him. It is his festival.
It is part of the namesake, yeah.
I don't think you can just have a Ted Fest.
I'd probably get tickets to Ted Fest.
I would too.
Yeah. Could watch Lunatics and Candyman. That'll be the you're right, Eric. Hit the nail on the head there. It was a crazy event. A lot of crazy stuff happened.
Yeah, and, it really was. I didn't think that my life would actually be saved by Bruce, but here we are. I'm just going to say it. Like,
are you feeling all right today, Eric?
Well, I have to say I'm a little nervous and feeling a little
You sound a little nervous, I'll be honest.
Man, maybe you should run down to the, you know, to S-Mart, and because you sound kind of tired as well. Just stop into the local S-Mart and go to the Java to Go station. I'll give you a free coupon for Venti.
No, that's, you know, that's
I insist, Eric. It's great coffee. It is.
I'm sure it is. I really appreciate it, but you know, I think I'll pass. I haven't been to an S Mart in a while. Why start now?
It shows. It does show.
You know, I'm there daily. You know, just, you know, reaching out to the people. You know, just doing the best I can for them. So it's a second home.
How does it feel, Braden? Like, you have this company that you idolize, that, you know, you find so much joy in, that they've invited you to be a part of the team, and not only be a part of the team, but represent the brand itself.
I will say I am very honored to represent S-Mart as a company, both on this podcast and through various, you know, different things. Words cannot come from how just like happy I am to be representing them.
And I got to tell you, I mean, I reached out to John Guilford, you know, first and foremost, wanted to get Tamara Pierce on here. And we're working on that. But, you know, he did mention, he's like, you know, in the meantime, I do have someone who would be great to represent the S-Mart brand and talk about it. And he put me right in contact with you. So, I mean, it seems like you're a valued member of the S-Mart team as much as you value them.
Oh, that makes me feel good knowing that. I didn't know that from John, so.
Yeah, you don't see this kind of stuff with other brands. Like, you don't see this kind of inviting the common people to come and join them in a mass. I mean, you don't see that with places like Target or Starbucks. You just this want to have these people join them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a following that they develop, you know, like you.
A
like
loyal following.
You're very, very.
Absolutely.
It's a cult following.
Yeah.
Cult following is a great way of putting it. So how long have you been working with S-Mart again?
I applied, you know, Bradley was handing out applications at the first Bruce Fest, trying to hire people for the Estes Park store. And I was a local to Estes Park at the time, so I was like, may as well.
Right.
So I've been there, that's almost 3 years now.
Wow.
It'll be 3 years this year. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you're aware that there have been several so-called accidents at various S-Mart stores. Were you present for any of those?
No, I think all of those happened at the Detroit location. Again, I've only been to the Estes Park location, so... Yeah. And we have a squeaky clean record there, but accidents can't be avoided at, you know, a company this size. So look at other Dillard's or just anything else.
Well,
like you're going to have accidents.
I mean, but these weren't exactly, you know, someone slipping on a wet floor or something like that. You know,
you never have something like that happen at S-Mart. I've never had I never had the slightest brush of danger when I was in those stores.
No, I guess you haven't yet. But I mean, let's not forget about Ruth.
No,
who? Ruth Kowalski. Don't you
hear me? Yes.
Talked about her when we had Bradley on, I do believe.
Oh, that poor woman.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's in bad faith. Eric.
I think it's in bad and poor taste. I will say. I mean, we have someone here that was talking about S-Mart, and you're bringing up some person who passed away.
Yeah.
Well, kind of downer on the episode, don't you think?
I just don't think we should forget what happened, and you know, we need to be mindful of. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Let's move on. Braden, I know S-Mart isn't involved with Virtual Bruce Fest, but are you still going to Virtual Bruce Fest? You still going to participate?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my love for S-Mart is one thing, but I went going to Bruce Fest for Bruce. So yeah, absolutely. I'll be attending, although there might be some, you know, minor, you know, stuff with the brand ambassador around that time, you know, the program. But other than that, I absolutely plan on attending.
Huh.
Okay, some minor stuff, huh?
So what are you most excited about with the virtual Brewsfest? I know we have the master class, we have, you know, the Q&A and everything. I mean, what are you most excited about with virtual Brewsfest?
Right now we don't know, we know the master class and the Q&A, but it's supposed to be a 4 or 5 hour event. So I imagine
about 3 hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, the master class will be fun. You know, learning acting from the chin.
That is going to be a highlight of the event. I think if you're anyone, that is just worth the price of admission alone, I feel like.
Certainly worth the risk. I mean, yes, price of admission.
Yes. The only thing I'm worried about, the only risk I have is what kind of protection they're going to have as far as the, keeping people out of there since they don't have that S-Mart team behind them. So I mean, that's the only thing I'm worried about is, what kind of virtual protection we'll have during the event, which, I would think that they'll be doing their due diligence and making sure everything runs smoothly, regardless of having S-Mart involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But, this has been great having Braden on, talking about S-Mart, one of my favorite brands. I want to apologize, Braden, too. I mean, on behalf of Eric, I don't like to speak for people, but you're a guest. And I apologize for, if some of this may have been in poor taste. It wasn't discussed beforehand, but what a great conversation we've had talking about S-Mart and from someone who's just super passionate about the brand. And it really shows.
Yes, it certainly does show.
There you go.
Well, I've certainly it's been a pleasure talking to mainly you, Ty, if I'm being honest.
Well, thank you. I apologize.
I think in the future you should keep a tighter leash on Eric because I've seen the previous episode and we got kind of wild there. So I think in the future,
Wild. Absolutely.
Wild.
Eric, wait till after there. Just wait till we get off there.
Definitely. Later.
Braden, this has been fantastic. Thank you for coming on. We're excited to be able to hang out with you and all the other Bruce fans at Virtual Bruce Fest and just ride that groovy wave through the cyberspace because it is going to be one hell of an event. If you guys are interested in Virtual Bruce Fest, check out brucefest.co where tickets are on sale. And follow them on Instagram at brucefestofficial to keep up with all the details. You can follow us at Cult Talk Net across the board, Instagram, X, YouTube, Facebook, all the things. Cult of Campbell comes out on Mondays. Cult Talk Conspiracy every other Tuesday. Eric is usually on Cult of Lore and much, much more well-behaved, I will say, on there. Cult of Lore available every first and third Thursday of the month.
Promise.
But that does it for us, guys. This has been a groovy episode, a groovy conversation for the most part. And until next time, I've been Ty.
I've been Eric.
I've been Braden.
Stay groovy.
Hail to the king, baby.
That's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.